Hello and welcome. I'm Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest industry news this Thursday, November 6, 2025. Let's dive into today's top stories. First on our agenda, an important update in the finance sector. Westpac Banking Corporation has reportedly agreed upon an $81.84 million settlement. This action aims to resolve an ongoing class action lawsuit that alleged improper auto finance practices. The lawsuit, initiated by Maurice Blackburn 5 years ago, claimed that Westpac and St. George Finance allowed car dealers to inflate interest rates for bigger commissions between 2013 and 2018. A court is yet to approve this settlement. A noteworthy point here is ANZ Bank's similar case last year. It settled for $85 million over alike practices. It's a clear signal that such cases are under scrutiny in Australia, a reminder to all consumers to review their loan terms thoroughly and stay informed about unfolding financial regulations. Switching lanes to some news in the automotive industry, Motorcycle Holdings Limited is riding high on the wave of growth. This year, the company saw an impressive 8% increase in new motorcycle sales, outpacing the national market's 1% increase significantly. The company sold 15,637 new units, a 10% jump from last year. However, it's important to note a 26.2% drop in net profit after tax from their motorcycle finance joint venture, indicating potential challenges. Despite this, the company's strong overall performance promises favorable prospects for consumers seeking financing options. Now, let's look at the reshaping landscape of Australia's insurance industry due to an alarming surge in mental health claims. The Council of Australian Life Insurers reports that mental health conditions have become the leading cause of total and permanent disability claims. These claims accounted for nearly one-third of all TPD claims last year, with insurers paying out over $2.2 billion in 2024. Meanwhile, income protection claims for mental health reached $887 million. The rising trend is particularly significant among Australians in their 30s, where TPD claims have surged by an astonishing 700% over a decade. A silver lining to this cloud? Insurers are reassessing strategies, and it would benefit individuals to double-check their income protection policies and stay aware. Speaking of insurance, some disturbances have been reported at Australian Super, a major Australian superannuation fund. The institution faces criticism for extensive delays in processing insurance claims, affecting income protection and total and permanent disability benefits. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission has taken legal action against the fund, citing inefficiencies since July 2019. Consumer advocates are indicating growing issues with mental health-related claims to be a significant factor in these delays. The need for greater transparency and streamlined processes is apparent to improve these services. Members are encouraged to research their policies carefully and seek guidance when necessary. And that wraps up our news for today. Remember, staying informed is key to financial well-being. For more news and resources on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, thanking you for your time. Stay safe, and we'll meet again with more updates soon.